In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Anna May Hammer, age 91, of Lebanon, died Sunday at Cedars of Lebanon Nursing Center. She is survived by one daughter, Barbara Jean Bland of Lebanon, one brother, James Leckletter of Louisville, one sister, Virginia Pontress of Louisville. Funeral Mass for Anna May Hammer will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church with burial in the St. Michael Cemetery in Louisville. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Tristan Catriel Mitchell, age 21, of Sulphur Well, formerly of Greene County, died Saturday from injuries suffered in an automobile accident. He is survived by his wife, Crystal Horton Mitchell, four children, Tizan Sam J. Mitchell of Greensburg, Harmony Cherise Walter, Kiera Serenity Taki Horton, and Quentin Eugene Parks, all of Sulphur Well, his mother, Margaret Louise Mitchell Gunn of Atlanta, his father, Kelvin Mills of Kimblesville, two sisters and two brothers, Takesha Mitchell of Arkansas, Tierra Smith of Radcliffe, Michael Mitchell of Cave City, Brandon Smith of Radcliffe, one brother-in-law, Aaron Edwards of Sulphur Well, father-in-law and mother-in-law, Jeff Park and Joyce Horton, both of Sulphur Well, and grandmother-in-law, Magdalene Smith of Sulphur Well. Funeral services for Tristan Catriel Mitchell will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Mitchell Family Cemetery. Mrs. Ruby Clarkson Dye, age 90, of Gravel Switch, died Sunday in Bardstown. She is survived by two sons, Josh Dye of Louisville, George William Dye of Gravel Switch, one daughter, Estelle Hubbard of Lebanon, nine grandchildren, several great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ruby Clarkson Dye will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Elders Cemetery. Mrs. Annis Gupton Shipp, age 92, of Kimblesville, died Monday in Greensburg. She is survived by one daughter, Betty Cravens, and husband, Jimmy, one grandson. Funeral services for Annis Gupton Shipp will be this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Greene County Genealogical Society. Donations can be made at the funeral home. Mrs. Helen Bell Coulter, age 81, of Jeffersontown, a native of LaRue County, died Monday in Louisville. Funeral services for Helen Bell Coulter will be Thursday at noon at the Billy Howe Funeral Chapel in Hodgenville with burial in the Bethel Baptist Church Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 10 o'clock this morning at the Billy Howe Funeral Home in Hodgenville. Mr. William Sidney Billy Gordon, age 60, of Lebanon, died Wednesday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Laura O'Daniel Gordon, two sons, William Stephen Gordon of Louisville, Adam Bradley Gordon of Lebanon, two grandsons. Funeral Mass for William Sidney Billy Gordon will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 1 o'clock Thursday at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock Thursday night at the funeral home. Mr. Marshall Ray Newton, age 63, of Louisville, died Tuesday in Louisville. He is survived by his wife, Pinky McGurr Newton, three sons, Johnny Case Newton of Houstonville, Marshall Ray Newton II of Taylorsville, Gregory Wayne Newton of Louisville, one daughter, Sandra Jo Carter of Louisville, one brother, Charles Newton of Louisville, one sister, Mary Alice Tungett of Lebanon, seven grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Marshall Ray Newton will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon with burial in the Houstonville Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock Thursday at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.